Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Seminole Headlines is brought to you by Register Sausage, serving the Florida Panhandle and Lower Alabama for over 75 years. To find a store near you or to buy directly from Registers, head to registermeats.com. That's registermeats.com.
It's time for Seminole Headlines, featuring WarChant.com's Jeff Cameron, managing editor Ira Schofel, and senior writer Corey Clark. Your weekly dose of all things FSU, pistols, and pies starts right now. Here's Jeff Cameron.
Hour number two, Seminole Headlines, 93.3 Real Talk Radio, War Chant TV. This hour brought to you by Birch Orthodontics. Yeah, we got the official word from Dr. Birch this week, or just last week, that the youngest needs him as well, and she wants me to decide whether I want them simultaneously in braces, or Bryce is about to come out,
right?
And then we go to Clark, we just pass it off. Yeah. Pass it off.
Yeah.
Why don't you? Your mic is not on. Corey's mic is not on.
How's that happen?
There you go.
There we go. Now we're talking.
I don't know what you're doing over there.
Hey, I didn't know I could turn my mic off.
Can you ask her if they can reuse the same braces?
Yes, what I'm saying.
Son, don't worry about it. It's like a hand-me-down shirt. Throw this on.
It's been near your brother's mouth for 2 years.
Yeah,
throw that in there.
Yeah.
Dr. Birch is like, those don't actually fit the same. You got some pliers, right?
Yeah.
You got something that could make it happen.
But it's going to happen, and so anyhow, we're moving on to the second kid, but nobody I trust more than Dr. Birch and her great staff at Birch Orthodontics, and you guys can find out, get a consultation. It's free. BirchOrthodontics.com, all that good stuff.
And you know Dr. Birch enjoyed this win on Saturday.
Oh, man.
Huge Knoll. And if you want more information, they have free consultations. You go to their website, BirchOrthodontics.com.
What's her promo code?
Oh, I don't know.
She should give half off for the next
ride
month.
Ride or die will be the promo. Yeah. Whenever Dr. Birch, you come up with the promo code, needs to be ride or die because you're ride or die orthodontist.
Yeah, 30% off. And 41%. That, 14 off.
I'm not sure that's going to happen, Corey. But you keep throwing it out there and giving away the free food at Horizons.
Yeah,
you just do what you
guys,
do.
It's every. Just tell them Corey sent you. Everything's paid for at Horizons.
I was probably
at Dr. Birch's office too.
I was at Horizons recently, so we usually talk about them later on. I don't want to confuse all of our great sponsors, but they came through as well.
Hey,
always.
Before we get to questions, shout out real quick to Dr. Alyssa at Dr. Swarzewski's. Oh, yikes. I had a tooth emergency last night. I chipped my tooth because my Mexican food was so good. I ate my fork, and it chipped my tooth, and I got right in there this morning, and they sanded it down, made it perfect again for the ladies.
Take us through this biting a fork thing again.
I mean, it was really good food. I was hungry, and I've never done it before. I've had this bridge for 15
years. You just straight bit down on a fork?
I bit down, and I felt that didn't feel right.
I mean, Mexican food's not even like chewy.
Yeah,
no, I know. It doesn't make sense. I just chomped down on the fork, and it left a little jagged edge in my tooth. It cut a little of the bottom of my front tooth off. I was like, oh, this is a problem. This isn't fun. I didn't even get to enjoy the rest of my food because I was so worried.
You also didn't get to come to practice today for interviews.
No, or write a story afterwards because it was...
I'm sure he was devastated.
Well, I hate dentist office, but they took care of me. They were very nice people, and they snuck me in at Stephanie's dentist, and they were very nice.
In Vino Veritas writes, if we cannot catch or return punts, why don't we just put 11 guys on the line of scrimmage and go for the block every damn time?
Well, they'd run a fake, and you'd have nobody out there to tackle.
That was a Twitter question, just so everybody knows.
Oh, okay. Well, you starting off with a Twitter question?
I did.
It would be nice if they caught punts and returned them occasionally.
Yeah.
Miami wasn't about that life either. They didn't even try to return any of those.
It does
good game by Mastromano, I thought. He had a couple couple nice punts.
That Miami punter's better, but yes.
Well, it's
as an aside...
Well, that Miami punter, I think, just practices with one foot the whole time.
And he's really good.
Mastromano's got a split time between
his left foot and his right foot. Apparently, is play a series of great punters every week.
Yeah,
what is going on?
Quarterbacks, this league
here, buddy, is crazy.
It's quarterbacks and punters.
Now we go over to Facebook. Look at this.
Okay,
you
here
see
we go.
This? Yeah. So, Jensen Corey, first-time questioner, long-time listener. You as a group have stated, and I agree, that this team is improved. And at the top, Norvell is a good coach. At Memphis, he did not have to rebuild the culture, taking over for Fuentes, started to build something before him from a different angle. If Norvell had this team at Memphis against their competition level, what would you project their record?
Does the talent gap in the AAC versus the ACC lend to Norvell possibly being a top-tier coach in the ACC? That was a weighty question.
Yeah, and I'm not sure I get all the parallels. If you took this team and played in the AAC, I think they'd be about what they are.
They'd be more than 4 wins, though, I think.
Yeah, they'd probably be 6-4.
They'd probably be around 6-4.
They wouldn't have to play like
they should be that now. They hadn't lost to Jacksonville State.
No, that's fine. Yeah. I just don't think I don't think.
No, the ACC's not a juggernaut. You're fair. It's fair. Yeah.
Andrew Parchment would be lighting up.
I get where you're going. What a game, an all-time moment for the program, writes Ward to Dunn. If we can pull this off and win the final two games, this will be like 2010 with a worse record. We'll have a major recruiting momentum, and our two rivals are crumbling around us. Love the show, guys. Well, thank you very much. And he does put in here a picture with the headline there, UM's Diaz on play that will haunt me forever.
Yeah.
And his rationale as to why the call was regrettable.
Yeah, yeah, that was a cool quote. Miami fans aren't usually haunted by one single Florida State play. It's been a lot of the other. So it's cool that you can return the favor there a little bit, even in a game between not great teams. But I don't even remember the question.
Well, I was going back to the last question.
Oh.
But he did say, like, is it possible that they do have a great coach? And the coach is going to take it to – and I did want to comment on that because I do think I wrote a 3-2-1 article that's up on our site at warchant.com. People can read. And I talked about how I feel like that they built a really strong foundation right now. And somebody responded and said – and I haven't responded to him yet, but he said, what would this article have sounded like, though, if they had not gotten a 4th-and-14 or if they had not – it's like – I have felt this way all the way through. I wasn't going to write it this definitively
until
you have something more
substantial.
Yeah,
because of how it would be received.
But, we've been out there practice. This is why we had this conversation after the Jacksonville State game. I think two of us felt pretty strongly that Norvell can coach.
I think so.
I can't remember who the third one
was.
But. Well, and a couple of people point out here not only that particular situation, but – it was Corey and Tom Lang that picked Miami this week, and you and I had Florida State. So, once again, we were right.
Again, my reasoning was.
No, but you lost again, so it's okay, man. It's all right.
Hey,
your hate is understandable.
Spoiler alert,
I get it.
I'm picking them to lose this week, too, because it's good luck.
Oh,
it's
so
good luck at this
now
point.
It's a thing. I see.
Every time I pick them to win, they lose. So, I'm switching it up. I'm picking
Joey
them to
writes,
lose out.
To be an elite head coach, college
football.
What was
the last question? The Ward to Dunn question.
It will be like 2010.
How important is it that big of a win?
Yeah. It would be. I mean, I think they're already – the signs are there, whether they win these next two games or not, man. The progress has been made, and the recruits have seen the progress. As long as you don't get blown out 50-0 2 weeks in a row, I think the foundation has been laid to show those recruits and the players that are still going to be on your team that progress has been made. Believe in it.
So Joey writes, to be an elite college football head coach, you must recruit elite talent, develop that talent, and occasionally outcoach your opponent. I'm starting to think Norvell checks all three boxes, especially the latter one. Thoughts?
I definitely think the
– Dillingham are a good team offensively, by the way.
I feel very strong about the first two. We'll have to see about the third one. I did – Dillingham did – took ownership of the 3rd-and-1 call, which was crazy to get a sack in that situation. But
– insane.
I did love – my favorite – I love that – we all love a good trick play. The play where they bring Rector in motion to get behind the center, which is what they had done before to get a short yardage to get a touchdown, and then snapped it between my man's legs back to Jordan Travis, who then runs around the end. It only gets
a few inches, but it's a cool play.
It's almost out the gate. There was something that didn't happen on the play.
I hadn't heard that in a bit.
There's something that didn't happen on the play that should have happened, and if it did, that Jordan Travis may
go
the distance.
I'm going to give you another one. The safe play they call is a first down if we don't fumble,
right.
Which is the only thing you can't do there is fumble. And also, they've got a screen pass set up to score. He's still running. And, that's a touchdown, or at least into the red zone.
Yeah.
So they dialed up a lot of big plays. Didn't hit on all of them, but hit on enough, obviously. And they've had to do it all year long, manufacturing an awful lot of offense with very little to work with, is all I'm saying.
And on the evaluation and recruiting part, clearly they're doing a good job of recruiting based on what they've got, what they've landed. But I think the evaluation is I think they're there. We're going to be impressed by how they evaluate when you look at just what we've seen from this freshman class. These guys can play. And there's more of them that haven't gotten opportunity yet. But there's almost nobody in that freshman class that I think that was a miss.
Here's your opportunity, Corey. Ryan writes, fellas, how cool would it have been during Miami's timeout with 26 seconds left if the PA had started playing with arms wide open while Corey closed his eyes on Jordan Travis's touchdown run?
What a wonderful moment for that young man. I'm not going to say I felt vindicated or validated, but that was a big time drive for him and for that offense. And when you think about him and his future, I don't know if he's the future quarterback. It's going to be hard. I feel hard pressed that somebody's going to beat him out next August. It's when he gets hurt next year, who is his backup that can come in and do similar things? But yeah, man, you start wondering, okay, what will he look like when he's got real guys to throw to? How much does that change things? And that's what you hope you see in next year, the year after that.
Eric writes, let me start off by saying mad props to Corey and Tom Lang for picking the Canes in their weekly picks.
That's what I do. Hey, good
work. BC's I know why you both did it, yeah. And it doesn't go unnoticed by me.
Thank you, man.
A little reverse psychology for that ass, and it worked. Mm-hmm. I always use the hashtag rock ass solid, but you both just became rock ass soldier, if there's such a thing. That being said, I know the extra syrup talk is usually reserved for recruiting, but given that name, image, likeness is now legal, I think Jermaine Johnson has earned the right for the extra syrup to flow freely so that his pancakes runneth over. It's peanut butter jelly time, boys.
Yeah.
Well done.
So it is peanut butter jelly time.
Let's talk a little Jermaine Johnson, because we haven't really done it.
Man, I mean, alive. You mentioned it briefly. All time. I brought it up for both of you, but Corey started prattling on about fourth downs. So I think that Jermaine Johnson, obviously, is a guy. It's weird because I pick my FSU football heroes carefully. Yeah. There's only a few that I lock in and say, and it's not everybody's traditional. Now, Marvin is.
Right.
Marvin's my favorite player of all time. But there are some other guys that I have
senior
on my top five. Well, Junior, of course.
Yes, I mean, of course. Yeah, I hope he's watching.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's Joey Calicchini.
Always. It's yours, too. Yeah. So there's some guys that I really, really love. They're not always everybody's favorite. I don't always go to the same people. Yes, I love Warwick Dunn and Derek Brooks and guys like that. But anyhow, I would say that Jermaine is going to hold a special place in my heart. I just got lucky enough to talk to him during the spring game. The whole situation where he came over and we talked about Norvell.
You were smitten with him.
I was smitten with him. He was the first guy of all the transfers.
You would swipe right.
Is that that's the dating app thing? Is that what that is?
Hey, listen to this.
No, no.
Is that some sort of weird?
I assume that's what that is,
yes,
right? Yeah.
Yes. Grindr.
Yeah.
I was going to tell you that for sure. Two of us have never swiped right or left or any
this
way.
This guy, though.
Man, I was a swiping fool a few years ago. Just swiping everything to see what happened. So, nothing took.
Like a roulette tip.
Yep.
Just in case.
Yes.
And Stephanie finally responded.
Yeah, exactly right.
So Jermaine was the first guy I saw take the field and thought, okay, he looks different. That's different because we don't have enough guys that look like that. He's a throwback to, like, great days for Florida State. Then he was cool enough to, you know, to sit there and talk with me for a half an hour while we ate food, and was forthcoming and really insightful and interesting, and he took the time to think about what you were asking, and he was just he accepted everything that Norvell asked of him, which was, look, it's not just that you're coming here because you got playing time. I need you to lead the team. I need you to show the young guys how to work. I need you to show them how to prepare, how to watch film. I need you to show them what it means to be tough every day at practice. I need you to, you know, and I need you to ball your ass off because we're not real good and we haven't been able to get it after the passer in forever. So, I mean, check, 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 check. And when things are going poorly, like an 0-4 start, you would think that whatever investment you had in doing that and wanting to do that because you said you would maybe subside. I mean, at this point, you know, you just lost to Jacksonville State.
Yeah.
And yet it never did. In fact, if anything, he ratcheted up that responsibility. If anything, he continued to show and persevere in a way that other guys could emulate, even in the worst of times.
That story from Adam Fuller yesterday was crazy. He said that, like, in practice, he's done that. He's, like, told a sub,
yeah,
like,
no,
they've run
it.
A play,
I'm not coming off.
And he hasn't repped it as well as he thought he should have. And he's like, no, you know, can we do that one more time?
Yeah.
Well, that was Fabian Lovett, which is another good sign.
Well, they all.
But he talked about Jermaine on a Friday walkthrough almost running down a play from 20 yards away on the other side of the field. He's like, that's just who he is. And look, he's already etched his name in, like, people's favorite Florida State Seminoles. I mean, I don't know if he's a top 10 guy.
But it's hard to do
it's
in
hard
one,
to do
year
one year on a,
four
bad,
win
on a bad team.
So he and Walter Jones are the only two, I think, that are like that one year
wonders.
In that.
But Walter Jones was playing for national championship. This guy's on a 4-6 season, which makes it a little different. But also, think about where this program maybe is in 2 or 3 years.
And it'll be
and you look back on what he meant to it.
And like Keir Thomas.
You don't win the 2012 ACC championship in basketball without Tony Douglas in 2009.
Leading the way,
and showing those guys how to play and how to work. And I think this thing Jermaine Johnson's legacy and impact can be felt for years after this, and hopefully we'll be looking back on it 3 years from now, and he'll be even more beloved for what he decided. He left the best team in the country to come play for this team and play his ass off the whole season.
And I'm 100% with you. I think we all are. But it is also Keir Thomas and Jamie Robinson, a couple of those other guys as well. I mean, those guys are all.
Yeah.
I mean, well, look at during the interviews after the game Sunday or Saturday night, Jamie Robinson looked like an NFL dude who had just gone to like played against like the Steelers or something. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was worn out.
Yeah.
I mean, they were laying it. I mean, for a team that they've only been at for 10 months.
So you get, you know, in addition to the 7 tackles, 5 tackles for a loss, the 3 sacks, forced fumble. But that play, they throw
the third down play,
and you come over to make that play, we're never going to forget.
That's your 80th play on the field, too, and it's that far away.
And you see it when you watch that replay. It's fun to watch, and I could see it from the stands. I'm like, the second he realizes what they're doing and where that's going, whatever any other responsibility, I'm going to make this play.
Yeah,
not getting there.
He might be the ACC Defensive Player of the Year on a team that wins 4 games.
He's been amazing.
That's never happened.
Seminole headlines, headliner questions, more of them forthcoming. Stay with us, 93.3 Real Talk Radio and War Chant TV.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Seminole Headlines returns now. Head to YouTube and search for War Chant TV today to catch the show live or on demand. Now, here's Jeff Cameron, Ira Schofel, and Corey Clark.
Gordon, thank you very much. We appreciate you, brother. The support for what we do is always appreciated and allows us to do even more, so we'll continue to try. He writes, so proud of these players and coaches. By the way, nicely done. The support is in the way of 31-28. So that's nice.
Right.
That's the monetary amount there. I feel like we are in a better place than UF and UM.
Too bad we weren't covering Florida after that Sanford win. We would have got $70 or something.
70-52.
Anyway, go ahead.
Who would have thought that at the end of September? Go Noles and suck it, Miami.
They are in a better place. It's crazy. Like, if you're a kid, a big-time player in the state of Florida, and those three are recruiting you, there's only one that feels stable at all, and it's the one that's 4-6 and was 0-4 2 months ago.
Correct?
How cool was it, man? And Corey wrote about it last night, but, you know, yesterday. Just the way Odell and Dugans were on the sideline.
And
they've had to eat it these last few years.
Odell's hug with Mike Norvell was great, too.
Yeah.
He was like so proud of him.
Dillingham tearing up, talking about, I tried to really get him to like gush, but he snapped out of it. He's like, he kind of barked at me. It's like, they're just special kids, man. Next question.
I mean, it's kind of, I don't know if it,
you're a little Barbara Walters these days.
I tried to. Well, I said I was like Oprah, but it was a cool moment, I thought.
It was, but it was like, you're going to make me do this again? Like,
well, I thought maybe if he'd had a few minutes to compose himself, he could elaborate on what made him so emotional thinking about that scene, and it just got him emotional again.
Marlon writes, heck of a game, fellas. Ira, sorry we could not meet this trip, but Jeff and Corey, it was great to meet you both at the CP. Now, did Miami out-Miami themselves by waking us up, including the at least 70,000 strong at Doak Campbell, by jumping around like buffoons on our logo before the start of the fourth quarter? Hashtag victory sausages. Yeah, that was great. That was typical Miami.
That was funny.
That was old school Miami FSU, too.
It was classic.
Yeah, you can't put too much on it because they did score 2 touchdowns right after that.
Yeah,
but
they scored on the next play.
But no, I do think it was cool. I mean, it was just cool that especially this team with so many guys who are just here for this year or just got here this year, for them to care that much was cool.
It was cool. Michael writes, I suppose no platinum bohica for the Gators in basketball, but we can start one now, a new one for the Canes in football. Hashtag still a football school. Hashtag keep Manny, he's good.
Did the original Bohica stop at 7 also?
Yeah.
Man,
yeah.
7's just the... You should have changed
because
it to 7.
Because of Charles Kelly and it's Tavares just, McFadden. Yeah,
yeah. You should have changed it to 7.
It's hard, man. The Platinum Bohica's 10. We've gotten close a couple times. Just can't finish it off. That's why it's hard damn work. And if you ever do, you'll appreciate it that much more.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think it's happened in our lifetimes.
You got to get to that Platinum Bohica. And when you do, you plant this...
Whatever you're going
to
plant.
Yeah. So he goes on to say... Corey, why didn't you take the turnover chain? It's kind of like sod, except at home. You should have snuck over their sideline as a sanitation engineer and sweep the area.
And then got their turnover chain. So they still have one? I didn't see after Corbin fumble. They still have another. They have still a turnover chain. What does Florida State do? Anything?
No, they just celebrate like men.
Yeah, they just like, hey, we're playing football here.
They did. I did hear a little bit more of what happened because there was a little thing on the sideline when it was Keir Thomas. When he recovered the fumble, right? The early fumble.
I thought it was McClendon, but whoever.
Well, anyway, so the fumble comes to the sideline. Maybe it was McClendon. So the FSU guys take the fumble, you know, the runoff the field with the fumble, and they go to the sideline. Well, Miami's equipment guys, each team has their own football. So Miami's equipment guys came over, and they kind of went into the defensive, like, semicircle
to get the ball back. Yeah.
And they were not greeted warmly.
No.
And so there's a little situation there.
So they just run over and start rifling through a bag of balls.
We need the ball back. So apparently maybe Keir Thomas and a couple other guys might have had some things to say to them about their football.
Like, what are you doing?
And so FSU's equipment guy had to go over and was like, dude, I'll get the football. You get the hell out of here.
Yeah, that's so crazy.
Yeah, that's what that was about.
Like, you would at least go over there and be like, guys, I hate to interrupt. But y'all have our football. Is there any way we can get it back? If we can, it's cool, too. Like, I'm just doing my job. Not, like, just start rifling through a bag.
That's how people get an ass beaten. Yeah. I mean, that doesn't take long. We're like, what are you doing?
That would be a story.
Yeah. Yeah, the equipment manager's getting a fight. That's when you know it's a rivalry.
Yeah. Kevin writes, before the NC State game, I bet my girlfriend that if we finish the season with at least 2 more wins, we would get another dog.
I thought it was going to be an engagement. I mean, there were proposals all over the place in that game.
Three of them at that
game. By the way, so for the Stephanie had a really funny thought. When I told her to watch the video, she's like, what did you do for the video? Did you pour champagne? I'm like, no, I did something different. Watch it. She swore that when it started, I'd be down on a knee proposing to you.
That would have been funny.
It would have been fitting because of all the proposals.
I was worried
about
the one. The girl was so flustered, she didn't immediately say. She wasn't real excited.
We made a follow-up story.
Yeah, that one. I don't want to say which one.
I'd also like to do
a little shaky.
I'd like to do a story of like just a random 100 proposals on video boards at sporting events. What percentage
see
work
how many
out?
Of those worked out?
I think it's probably a little lower than the national average. That's just a guess. But who am I to say?
It feels like it would be, but we don't know.
I'm the one in here that's divorced, so there maybe that's just the way I think.
But he went on to say in this question, what should we name the dog, Jordan or Jermaine?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Man, you might need to get back to us. Right today, I'm saying Jermaine.
Yeah.
How about Jermaine Jordan? JJ.
Go JJ.
I'd go with Parchment.
Tony writes, what's up, fellas? This weekend's events reminded me of a couple of things. First, the year that we finally ended the streak against Florida with a 31-7 win. I remember that one fondly. Second, the lack of recruiting by Miami and particularly Florida when Jimbo, Mullen in this case, stopped recruiting. And that was their downfall. Seems like momentum is headed our way, especially with a strong finish. Your thoughts? I completely agree. Everything about this felt a lot like that. I thought the exact same thing after the game.
How about Jimbo's comments about LSU? And he's like,
Why would anybody?
I've got the top recruiting class in the country. Obviously, I'm staying here. And it's like, yeah, man, we know what happens when you're planning to leave.
What do you say? Like, I don't want to play against these guys. I got the best recruiting class in the country coming in. It's like, in 17, you weren't all that sad about leaving that class behind.
James writes, if women's soccer wins the national championship, will we finally get an hour number 2?
Ooh.
I mean, they're actually kind of favored to win the national championship.
Yeah,
I don't think that's out of nowhere
for that to happen. They are favored. They're the number 1 overall seed.
Mm-hmm. So there's nothing they can do.
No.
Soccer can't get
one. How about 4-0? 4-0?
In the
finals? Or better.
I'd go 3-0.
Okay, 3? Okay.
Well, I might even say 3-0. 3-goal differential.
Okay, so 5-2,
6-3, 9-6.
One of those wild ones.
If they beat UCLA 9-6.
4-1's possible, so there you go. Yeah.
So a 3-goal differential, I'd do an hour number 2.
All right, there you go. And it has to be in the national championship game. It can't just be some random win.
Second round? Come on, man. Are you kidding?
Michael writes, Would you rather beat your biggest rival in thrilling fashion or have an FBS school score more first half points on you than any other team since 1857? May Dan Mullen reign for 1,000 years.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, still, though, Florida fans probably appreciated their FBS game more than Florida State fans.
Yeah. That's why I was careful. I raised an eyebrow.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
But they did score 70. But, yeah, that's an all-time embarrassing performance by a defense that apparently just doesn't want to play anymore.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the thing. You change your defensive coordinator, and they apparently got worse.
Yeah.
So maybe it's not the defensive coordinator.
Maybe Grantham was actually keeping them together.
I just don't want to get bogged down in more Willie questions. Nothing against you, Mathias. It's a fair question. I just don't want to. I feel like we've done the Willie thing enough where we start comparing the staffs and all that. Let's move it along. Charles writes, Miami has.
I will say this. Mike Norvell was a better hire than Willie Taggart.
I think that
I'm on the record.
I agree with that.
We'll see.
Miami has Dwayne the Rock Johnson. We have Jermaine the Don Johnson. Is it safe to say FSU has the bigger, better Johnson? Oh,
how about your boy Aslan? Did you watch in the rap? Our post game video. Aslan did a graphic and he to tribute Jermaine. He put the big Johnson.
Oh yeah, I did see that. Yeah, yeah. Aslan does a good job of those things. Highbrow stuff there over at War Chant. It's a great video though. It's a great video. I'm wearing a bandana. Well, I'm wearing a do-rag, and then we're doing that kind of stuff.
Chris writes, Jeff, you said last week that we were going to suck again next year. Doesn't the transfer portal render any such declaratory statements null and also
correct.
Put more pressure on coaches for quick turnarounds? I'm thinking you said that because you want patience with Norvell, but it's a new world. Yeah, well, I probably suck is severe. I think that they'll be
– Well, you speak in hyperbole a lot.
Oh, I do. Yes. I think they're a 7-win team next year, and I think the whole thing is not the transfer portal, although you can greatly benefit, as we've seen. I think it's Jordan. If Jordan's going to throw the ball with any degree of competence like we saw in this game, and he's going to continue to take steps forward in that direction – it changes who Florida State can become.
Yeah, man, because if this is who he is, then this is what
it
they
changes
and
everything.
You got to give Kane Dillingham and Norvell credit because we did question a few weeks ago, like, hey, what did you guys see to make you think that was there? Now, if this is here and if this is legit, and that goes into they got a chance to win. I mean, won't be many games where you're like they're not going to win this game.
Well, but they still have to get vast improvements from the receivers.
For sure.
And they still don't have tight
end. That's why the portal comes into play. Like you might
pick
find.
But let's wait and see what they get.
That's exactly. So that's his point. It's a fair point. You can't make declarative statements on the ceiling is only 6 or 7 wins because you might get a couple of Jermaine Johnsons at wide receiver. It's hard, but you don't know that it can't happen.
It's unlikely, though. We're basing it on percentages. The chance, they really did hit a home run with Jimmy Johnson. They're very few.
And Keir Thomas.
It's amazing.
But they could find like 5 or 6 impact difference makers.
They could. You're right.
Like Miami did, like Iris said, like Miami did last year.
Yeah.
You could do that, and then you go from a sixth win team to an eight win team.
Well, and that's really what I should have probably clarified is they're not going to be a juggernaut next year. They have too many things to replace, and they still have too far to go in lots of areas. The offensive line, the defensive line, they're losing a ton. Let's see what they get. But are they going to hit a home run with all of those? And are they going to be much better at receiver? Is Jordan going to be continuing to take step forwards as a passer? Maybe. I'll give you that. And if he does, yes, they could be a lot better.
They could be top 25-ish if things break a certain way.
I think they could be an 8-win team. You do have LSU on the schedule next year. You do have,
we don't even know who their coach is.
Well, he's going to be better than the guy they have.
By the way, how about you still want Max Johnson? I bet Max Johnson's a lot more amenable to transferring than he was this time last year
because
his ass got benched in the first quarter. This guy wants the kid that can't even play at LSU, Ira, to come. Jordan Travis would have put up 40 on Arkansas.
They're not taking him anymore, Max.
But I will say, there is.
By the way, the other reason I wanted Max to come is to bring his brother.
I do think that there will be – there. Quarterback is probably something they look into for depth purposes, if nothing else, because you don't know what Rodemaker is or if he'll
be. Well, and also, let's not pretend Jordan
he hasn't
get
established
hurt,
himself.
And he hasn't consistently done what we just saw.
Yeah, but that's what makes it kind of cool is – this program right now, even at the record, you feel like what Jermaine Johnson's done and Keir Thomas and the steps they've taken, obvious steps, it's got to be kind of appealing to a guy at a big school that's not playing much.
Well, and the thing about that Notre Dame game and this game was there's something about the way they play that I think you'd want to be a part of. They play hard.
Yeah.
I think if you sit down and listen to the pitch, too, clearly it resonates with
people. And nobody – anybody that's competed, and again, back to that David Ross video, but like anybody that's competed in anything, certainly at this level, knows that when you blow a 17-point lead and you fall behind by 8 points with a few minutes to go, for you to come back and win that game, man, that says a lot.
I always like watching rebuilds and turnarounds, and usually you're watching it from afar, and it's not your team, thankfully. But when you do see it, I've always admired it. You see, unless it's your rival, then you're just
because
like,
it's hard
and it's pending doom. But when we've noticed teams like that, where you're like, okay, there's something there. They're not good yet, but they're gonna be because look at the way they fight right there. And it's we're that team right now. Seminole Headlines 93.3 Real Talk Radio War Chant TV continues in a moment.
Seminole Headlines is brought to you by Register Sausage, serving the Florida Panhandle and Lower Alabama for over 75 years. To find a store near you or to buy directly from Registers, head to registermeats.com. That's registermeats.com.
Seminole Headlines returns now. Head to YouTube and search for War Chant TV today to catch the show live or on demand. Now, here's Jeff Cameron, Ira Schofel, and Corey Clark.
Appreciate you, Jeremy, checking in. Go Noles. Enjoyed hanging out Friday night, guys. That is from Jeff, who writes Jeremy Renner checking in.
So the guy looked just like Jeremy Renner.
That's him, yeah. That was funny.
He said he went to a place to get his oil change or something with his car.
They thought it was Jeremy Renner?
And the two guys were arguing, and they made him roll down the window. He's like, hey, are you that guy? Are you Jeremy Renner? Are you Hawkeye? And he goes, no. And he goes, I told you. And his other guy goes, his buddy goes, that's what they all say. They all say they're not the guy. That's how much he looks like him.
Eric, thank you, as always, also for your contributions. What's up, Seminole Headliners? That was fantastic. What a win over Manny Diaz and the Hurricanes on Saturday. I like when fourth quarter started. Both teams came out to the midfield logo. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, there we go.
Thank you, Eric. Thanks, buddy.
Man. Wild that you got Manny, an FSU grad, on that side, and Randy Shannon over on the FSU sideline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was cool to hear Norvell talk about that yesterday. He said you could tell that Randy Shannon took a little extra – enjoyed this one.
Enjoyed that one?
Beating the Canes.
I wonder if when Manny laid his head on the pillow, the last thing he thought was, go Noles.
Yeah, I did
just
it.
A little bit, like,
he did it for
back.
The Noles.
I helped him. I helped
a little
him.
Bit there.
I'm like gone Mac either Brown. Way. Yeah, Mac
all
Brown,
the FSU,
all the
FSU grads.
Yeah. Man, that loyalty runs deep, Ira.
With the current issues at Miami, Landon writes, funding, recruiting, personal limitations, broken, undisciplined locker room, is there anyone Miami could realistically hire that would actually scare you? Lane Kiffin would probably fit in really nice. He's not going to leave Oxford to go to Miami. That'd be stupid. But a guy like that, maybe.
Kind of swashbuckler.
Willing to break the rules.
Willing to break the rules.
He could probably.
That's what I meant by swashbuckler.
Build the fence around Miami.
Yeah.
He could probably do that.
Maybe Rhett Lashley will do to Manny what Manny might have done to Mark Richt. Mm. Like, bail. Where did Manny went to, like, Temple or
Temple
somewhere?
For about an hour.
And then they had to pay $4 million to get him to come back.
Yeah. Yeah,
it worked out for him.
Yeah, it did.
Well, yeah.
It did. Money well spent.
That's why the AD is no longer
yes.
the AD.
So, yeah, I don't really know who else they're going to – I guess you would say – we talked about it.
Cristobal.
Off the air. But, yeah, I mean, Cristobal,
but
why
would
you leave Oregon?
It would be really weird to leave Oregon and all that money to go to Miami, which, again, just look at it, man. Every coach that gets hired there gets fired there.
Butch Davis is available again.
Yeah, bring Butch back. He's out at FIU or FAU.
FIU.
Yeah.
Any idea why on the broadcast Mark Jones kept saying there were 7 national championships between FSU and UM? FSU has 3, Miami has 5, it's 8. Yes, I know he got it wrong.
Yeah. Which one of Miami one was he not counting? The one they split with Washington, maybe? Like, he's like, if you're splitting the 91 one.
I'm not counting.
It's got to be a full championship.
Maybe. He did keep saying it when I went back and watched.
Yeah,
he said it at the
7.
End, too.
And then I started doubting myself, like, wait, does Miami only have 4? I know Florida State has 3. Is he not counting the 93 win because of Foot Locker?
Josh writes, is it just me, or does RG3 tell such bad dad jokes
yes.
that he makes Corey Clark look like Rodney Dangerfield?
No respect here.
Is
no
this
respect.
The best win since the 2016 Orange Bowl against Michigan, writes Zach?
Man, I think it's better than that. Just maybe been the hit because of hindsight, because that meant win ended up meaning nothing in the long term. We hope this win means more than that win ended up meaning. But
I mean, it would be great to get to the point where you're just discounting Orange Bowl wins again.
Yeah,
but yeah, no, but
yeah, we're the,
so tired of going to New Orleans in the Sugar Bowl.
Yeah,
can
and
we
then
please
the Orange
go?
Bowl
yeah.
again with the
now,
Orange Bowl.
Yeah. That people that are younger that are watching this, we have some younger audience on the, especially on the YouTube. Man, when they went in 2002 to play Georgia,
yeah.
that's all you heard was,
oh, I was so
oh,
tired
the
of
Sugar
going
Bowl.
There. We got to go back to the Sugar Bowl.
Yeah.
God, that's all we ever do is go and win the Sugar Bowl. Ohio State, Virginia Tech. We're just
yeah,
steady
Georgia
stomping
again.
Ass here in New Orleans.
Yeah. I was trying to think of a win that I could compare it to, a home win. And the only thing I could compare it to in recent memory, not even that recent, was the 16 Florida game.
Yeah.
Where Dalvin, DeMarcus, DeAndre, they're all jumping up in the stands. You beat them kind of convincingly.
31-7.
Yeah. Well, no, 16, not 10.
Oh, okay.
Just
no.
DeAndre Francois game.
That's right. That was
just
game.
Not because it what it meant to the program necessarily. Just the last time it felt like that in Doak Campbell and had that kind of atmosphere, and they were happy because you had just won a game.
And you felt like DeAndre was going to be a star.
Yes.
Like, it felt like that. I remember writing. It was like the past.
And you probably felt like you weren't going to miss Dalvin that much.
Right. You know.
Oh, man, that's funny. Good afternoon, gentlemen. Do you believe that the next two games are 4th and 14 situations, must wins, in order to help secure the recruits? We are 4-2 after an 0-4 start. Bamboo's growing. Can someone buy Corey a hat so his dome will not be cold in the post-game videos anymore?
Yes, you don't have to put on the do-rag. Yeah.
I like the do-rag.
I don't think the next two games are 4th and 14 must-win situations. I think you could go 1-2, 1-1. I think you could potentially go 0-2. I don't know. I think the hay is in the barn, boys? Are we good to go? I think we're good to go with this class as long as you don't get blown the hell out.
I think most of the hay is in the barn. I think that win was a monster win.
Yeah, maybe just don't even tell the kids to watch the Boston College game.
Tell them you're not playing. Well, if they're in Florida, they can't because it's on the ACC network. So just tell them we're off this week. Weird bye.
Two questions.
But 4-2, and again, one of those losses was at Clemson where you had the lead in the fourth quarter, and the other loss was without your quarterback and half your team had the flu. Like, this has been a nice six-game stretch here.
All right. Kevin writes, how about that fake momentum, huh? I'm still pumped about the finish on Saturday night. Jeff, did Jordan Travis do enough to change your mind that he's the program's best quarterback option heading into next year? Follow up, everyone. Who should we go after for a QB in the portal this offseason? Yeah, so it's interesting. I do think they need to go after a quarterback. I'll stay by that. I think Jordan Travis has a better chance now, in my mind, to continue to grow and win that job no matter who they go get. I just think that both can be true, right? Jordan did enough to have me thinking, okay, there's real growth possible. That's good. I'm really happy for the kid. I've always liked the kid. He was just too one-dimensional. For Florida State to get to where they need to go, he has to continue to get better as a passer.
It's interesting, too, though, because he might have done enough. He might have done enough here in these last 6 weeks that Florida State might not be as appealing an option to a guy that really wants to play because there is no guarantee.
Right.
I don't know if there is a quarterback out there that just absolutely, if he says he's coming, is guaranteed
a spot. If Jordan's
going
to be that guy.
Well,
if he's going to be that guy.
But you can't. Yeah. There's no way you can go recruit a kid in the portal and say, yeah, you're my number one.
No, you don't.
You can't.
Yeah,
some of those guys are going to want that guarantee.
Yeah, you'll limit
leave.
The pool, but there are still guys that would be interested in coming. There are guys going to look at Jordan Travis and say, I can beat him out.
Yeah.
Like I said, though, the other thing about Jordan Travis is you got to give them a lot of credit for really kind of investing in him. He talked today, and I'll pimp War Chant TV one more time. Jordan Travis spoke today to the media. Go watch his interview on YouTube if you get a chance or on warchant.com. But he said, 2 years ago when they played Boston College, He kind of thought his football career might never be anything because he didn't get to play. He didn't really get to play at Louisville, transfers here, doesn't get off the bench at all. Like Willie Taggart just didn't seem to have any interest in him at all. Willie gets fired after the Miami game. They go to BC. Odell Higgins, and Jordan talked about it. He's like, man, I really just appreciate Coach Briles, Kendall Briles, and Odell for giving me a chance to get in that game. He gets in that game, has those long runs. All of a sudden, now he's a factor at Florida State, and now 2 years later, he might be a real quarterback.
Heisman contender early.
Hey, if he does win a Heisman at some point,
I'm going to New York.
Jordan he needs to bring Kenny Dillingham and Norvell up on the stage with him.
Oh, I thought you were going to say me.
Well, no. You or you.
He would thank me probably, right?
Perhaps.
Okay, I think Corey Clark's
probably something that nobody else could right. for a very long time.
That's right.
That's true. We'll come back, wrap it up momentarily on 93.3 Real Talk Radio, War Chant TV.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Seminole Headlines returns now. Head to YouTube and search for War Chant TV today to catch the show live or on demand. Now, here's Jeff Cameron, Ira Schofel, and Corey Clark.
Well, good on you, Joel. That is greatly appreciated, and I mean that sincerely, really, for everybody. But what a gracious donation, gift, if you will, or contribution to the cause.
Mean it from our plums.
Yeah, is it just me, or did the defense start looking good when Randy Shannon got involved with this team? Could he be our answer as a defensive coordinator is Fuller safe? You know, Fuller's safe right now. Joel, answering you seriously, I don't think it has a lot to do with Randy Shannon.
I mean, he's involved. He definitely is involved. Sure. And he's
but there's only so much he's allowed to do,
yeah,
first of
exactly.
all.
But, yeah, it's more of the game planning and strategic stuff off the field. But, no, I mean, I think he's helped. But, Fuller's done a – He's done a good job.
And also
– still two games left, though.
Finding the guys on the back end and getting the contributions there. And they've had to scheme around problems at linebacker all year, and that's something that we're going to be anxiously awaiting with this recruiting class and the transfer portal for that matter. I think you got to find a guy that can come in and play right now.
Yeah.
Because that's a position of glaring need. It's going to be again next year, so we shall see. Whether or not Florida State becomes that 8-9 win team that we all desperately want them to become and to get to, they've got a lot of work to do. And it could, again, they're doing it every week. If they go out and beat BC and they get legitimately one game away from going to a bowl after starting 0-4, and then we don't know how the Florida game's going to go, but, man, that class is already looking good. It could be sensational. And then you've also probably conjured up the interest of a lot of people looking around, where do I go? Well, they're on the rise. They're right. A team that has an immediate spot at a position I play, and they're on the come.
And people forget that was part of, like, you can question Mackenzie Milton and whether it was a good take or not. Him and Jermaine Johnson were a big deal of getting some of these other transfers in. They may not get Andrew Parchment. They may not, for the one catch. But right. you may not get Keir Thomas and Jamie Robinson, some of those guys, because you got that buzz.
Charlie writes, Jeff, this is a Seymour, but it's about your man, Jermaine Johnson. Since spring, you guys have been talking about how he was just a whole new level of player for us, something we hadn't seen around here in a while. Well, the season really has borne that out. Yeah, we're pretty good, Charlie. We saw it early on.
You know, the one thing, though,
we don't peddle BS around here, Charlie.
But the question we did have was, does he look that good because he's surrounded by these guys, or is he really that good? And it turns out he's really that good.
Yeah, and we were really, really right.
Turns out 100%. Charlie wrote a novel, but I just want to go ahead and leave that there. I'll let you guys read the rest of the novel.
Okay, you can go to Facebook and read Charlie's question.
It's a good thing. There are a lot of great things there, but
you can see more, and I can see more.
Yeah, we can all see more.
Well, he basically, I'm going to fast forward to it here to the back end, where he says, I've thought for a while now that there are some real parallels with Jermaine's impact of the program and a guy like Ron Simmons to Bobby's, showing us what can be possible. What do you guys think?
A few people brought up the Ron Simmons thing. I was curious about it. I wasn't here, obviously, back at that point. But
neither was I, believe it or not.
But I guess
you
because
went to
he
high
made,
school with Ron Simmons.
I guess it makes sense from the standpoint of a guy came in and right away made a huge impact.
Yes. And made Florida State maybe more attractive to other big-time
players. So I was thinking just like, man, he wasn't here for 1 year.
Yeah.
But it was the fact that he came in right away and was such a
difference.
Yeah,
the difference
maker.
Is I think there were people then that were like, I want to go play with Ron Simmons. Right. That would be awesome. And nobody's going to get to play with Jermaine Johnson. So that's the difference. But the one-year impact is very similar, sure.
Bob writes, victory sausages for all. That's well done. That's true. What are the odds Miami's season caves in from here on? I think they have two pretty innocuous
Virginia
games.
Tech. They got Virginia Tech
and fired Fuente and Duke. So they should accidentally win both of them.
Yeah, Van Dyke's going to have some big numbers, I think.
If you're Manny, the writing's on the wall. They didn't fire your AD to give you an extension. Blake James would have gone along with that since he's the guy that hires you.
Maybe Blake James wanted to fire Manny, and they're like
nope.
Hell no.
We've seen enough.
Have you seen what he's done with this group?
Yeah. By the way, maybe that's a rivalry. That Duke Miami game is always good.
It has been good.
It could be. let's see what happens.
Old dead fish, Mike.
Old dead fish may rise up here and give Miami a problem.
That may be the end of the road for him.
When those two teams get together, you just throw the records out the window. You just throw them completely out the window.
Yeah.
By the way, and my guy Les from South Florida brought this up last night. There's a chance. I mean, if Mullen ends up being out and Manny's out, Norvell might be the dean here
the
soon.
The dean in the state of Florida, bringing in the best class.
Yeah, coach killer.
The momentum at the end of a 4 or 5 win campaign.
And anybody that loses to Norvell gets fired? Is that how that works?
Yeah, the Jacksonville State guy beat him in resign.
But he almost lost. So that was enough for their agency.
Writing was on the wall for him that night. They needed a Hail Mary to beat Florida State.
There was a stretch in rec ball where I got like 3 hits in 3 games, and every time I got a hit, they went and took the pitcher out. My dad made a point to note that.
Oh,
like,
nice.
Hey, Corey, every time
you get a hit on someone,
they're like,
God,
this kid's lost it.
What are we
Go
doing?
Go and get him.
He must be exhausted to give up a hit to this kid. Gentlemen, I trust all of you had some victory sausage this weekend. How close did the logo villainy come to becoming a huge fight? It seemed the refs were late to respond. P.S., please tell Corey, bold choice for the after-the-game headwear.
That's what I do.
Yes, Steve. I don't think it was that close.
No,
it wasn't that close.
It was funny, though. Like, the Florida State guys, for the most part, like, especially staff, were really trying to separate things. And there were a couple dudes on Miami's side in, like, street clothes who were like, let's go.
Street clothes guys. Sure. Yeah. They want to fight.
Lamar Thomas, like, send him across the bridge or whatever he yells at that.
The FIU.
The announcers are doing that. Now, Kier Thomas did go charge after that equipment guy. he wanted another shot at that.
Nathaniel, you're our last question for the day, and you write.
Make it count, Nathaniel.
The hornblower?
Yes. You know it's going to be good. I've seen most people ripping three and demanding he be benched for his several plays, which, admittedly, left an awful lot to be desired. But have we forgotten that, one, he very quietly helped shut down Rambo down for most of this game, and two, the wins over replacement drop off exponentially after our first few corners. His bad plays this year have been glaringly bad.
Yes.
But such is the life of a corner, and the countless quiet plays also speak volumes. P.S., how many times have you guys watched the replay of Travis ripping and Parchman absolutely snatching that ball from the air? It's like the first bite of a freshly grilled register sauce.
Oh, you just hit yourself in the face?
No, I hit the bill of my cap.
You're just thinking about that register.
Yeah, hashtag chef's kiss.
Yeah, it is like that first taste of a register. Jalapeno cheddar.
Jalapeno cheddar.
Yeah, that's like that first taste of that.
I was thinking the andouille.
Yeah, andouille's fine. But yeah, andouille's great, actually. But the jalapeno cheddar just hits different. But I've watched it probably 5 times, I'd say. 5 or 6 times.
I've watched it no fewer than 10.
Okay. All right.
I may watch it again immediately following the show.
And it's a good – Brownlee was good against NC State. You never heard his name called at all. Mm-hmm. It's the other guys that were making the stuff. Like, Brownlee's been a good corner. He's been your best corner from start to finish. It's just
– I just love the passion with which he plays. Yeah. He can get better. He's made some mistakes. None of those guys are perfect.
And there's been some unfortunate, very, very memorably unfortunate plays.
Very, very memorable, yeah.
But yeah, he's and he plays every snap, man. He plays every snap.
It's cool. It's going to be fun to see. These next 2 games are important. Obviously, it would be huge if they can win them, at least one, maybe both. But I am excited to see this defense in the future, and especially if some of these guys come back. You know, there's several guys who are third- or fourth-year guys that could test the waters if they want. I don't know if any of them are slam dunk to go, but if you get most of those guys back on this defense with another year in the system, plus some of the guys they're bringing in,
ooh-wee,
could be good.
For Corey Clark, Ira Schaffel, our thanks to you, Director Matthew, and all of you for listening and or watching here on 93.3 Real Talk. Oh, he's got his Flanagan's going. And War Chant TV. Be good, everybody. We'll talk to you down the road.